It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Save big on everything when you shop at Menards. Upgrade your kitchen today with Clearview Cabinetry. We offer a great selection of finishes made with the finest materials and built to withstand life's sticky messes. They provide features like soft closed doors and drawers and with cabinet accessories to match your unique style. View our selection of Clearview Cabinetry on Menards.com. Plus, check out our weekly flyer and find plenty of great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
The Burt Show.
Taking a look back at 25 years of Burt shows. Hey, Cass, explain again, before we get into this flashback, how people are going to be able to listen to the last 25 years of Burt shows.
Yes, starting October 27th, we will be releasing highlights on the Burt Show podcast of the past 25 years. So all you have to do is subscribe on Apple or Spotify or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. That is absolutely free. The app is going away, so you won't be able to listen in the app anymore. So go subscribe on Apple or Spotify. And then we're also launching a super special fan community that I'll have info on for you tomorrow. And you'll be able to start signing up where we will be uploading on a rolling basis all of our audio from the past 25 years. So you'll be able to search for special segments that you want to hear. If you want to hear the Ninny Call or our Usher interview or Kristen's interview with One Direction, as we are uploading this bit by bit, you'll be able to search for that stuff and find it easily.
That's cool. Okay, so let's really confuse him here. This one came from Charles Swint, DM yesterday on Instagram. I have a question about subscription services. So if we already subscribe to get the free content and the bonus content, will we need to unsubscribe for that, or will we be automatically unsubscribed to subscribe to this new service, or will that subscription carry over to the new service? I don't even know what that question is.
Yes, it's all very confusing. I will put a page up at theburtshow.com explaining everything. If you are currently a bonus BS subscriber, your account will be automatically canceled and you will be refunded the prorated amount for the rest of your contract. So you'll get your money back for the months that you paid for that you didn't get. Then you'll receive an invitation to join our new community, which you can sign up for. We have a free tier and a paid tier, so there's something for everyone.
So you can't get rid of us. You can try. You can't break up with us. All right, Katie, so we're looking at flashbacks. This one was your request.
Yes. So there is a voice, a former member of the Burt Show, who I wake up sometimes in the middle of the night and have nightmares about. Because their voice haunts me. However, there was a segment that you all did so often, and I loved it so much, especially when I started working here.
How long are we going back now?
We're going back to 2016.
Okay.
So when I started working here, I absolutely loved food porn. That was my favorite segment. And I'll never forget, because you always said he's the sexiest voice in radio. Sexiest voice in radio. And he does have a nice voice. But when I worked with him, as long as I worked with him, that voice started to terrorize me. And when I started as a phone screener, I will never forget the day that Kaylee used to do traffic for the station, right? And it was the day that he stopped doing traffic. The amount of calls from women who were upset that Kaylee was no longer traffic. They're like, what is this new traffic guy? Where's my sexy traffic? We got so many calls. The women were so upset that they did not have their sexy traffic voice.
That's so funny.
And I was just like, wow, these women really like this guy.
Who replaced him? Who was on after him?
I have no recollection. Kaylee's had so many roles here at the radio station, just not just with the Burt Show.
And you have to remember this also. We don't listen to the show.
No.
Because we are contracted out to a bunch of different stations around the country that we don't hear locally Q99.7 while we're doing the show. We don't hear traffic. We don't hear the commercials. We don't hear any of that. So we really don't know who's doing traffic on a day-to-day.
But the women still got to hear their food porn.
Mm-hmm.
And it would be a variety of different topics. It could be Thanksgiving meals. It could be, there's one that's my favorite. It was about Cassie's birthday, and it's a list of Cassie's favorite foods that he read to her. And it was the greatest segment. And then I remember when the segment was gone, I'm like, we can't do it anymore.
No one wants to do food porn. Radio change. Everybody's all PC. Yeah, kids listening.
So we're bringing it back today.
All right.
But first, we can't replay it without the man himself.
Who's he?
Kaylee.
Just Kaylee here. Where's he at?
Yay!
There he is. What up, my dude?
Bring in Mr. Food Porn himself.
Look at him doing such a good job of marketing his company, too. He's like a NASCAR for himself.
That's right, yeah. I put stuff on the sleeve. That's how I do.
How you doing, dude?
I'm good.
Yeah, what's been going on, man?
Working, man. Yeah. Grinding.
How the kids? How's the wife?
So busy.
Yeah. Sports. Were you busier sports. Here? Sports. Were you busier here or busier when you left the show?
Well, obviously when you get up at 3 a.m. and you're the first one here, even though everyone's still asleep, I would say I would probably busier because of, you know, that chunk of my day.
Yeah.
But now that like from the day that I left, I am like quadruple busy with my business. So yeah. That is like, yeah, so I'm probably busier now.
And it's kicking ass, your business?
It's kicking ass.
Great.
It's kicking
so
ass.
Good, yeah.
It's kicking ass. Yeah, it's been glorious. It really has. I miss y'all.
Yeah.
I love y'all, but it's been glorious.
I keep telling people the thing that I'm really going to miss here is this part right here.
Yeah.
Being on mic in studio. Now I understand when athletes retire, how they're like, you know what I'm going to miss is being on the field with my teammates and then going out and having beers or whatever. So this is the thing I'm going to miss right here. And you're feeling that is the studio, man. And just hanging out with friends and
it's our locker room,
chopping it up and just having a good time. This right here, these 4 or 5 hours is what I'm going
to
miss.
I mean, to state the obvious, you could change that if you wanted. You don't have to miss it.
Not that much.
Yeah, and I imagine like after you get a goodly amount of space, like to where it's not just a week here or 2 weeks there, you know, month, 2 months, you'll probably be like, I do. I kind of want to go cut it up. Like, hey, let's get on a Zoom.
Or we can go somewhere to a bar or we could go hang out. We could do that.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
It doesn't have to be behind a mic.
And it doesn't have to be at 6 o'clock in the morning.
And it doesn't have to be at 6 in the morning.
No, no, right? You're going to wake up naturally.
I
mean, that's a problem. That's a good problem.
That's okay. Did you want to play this?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So was this the last food porn or just the one that you loved? No.
It's one of Kristen's favorites. It's one of actually all of our favorites because Kaylee mispronounces one word in this.
Oh, yes, this one.
I don't remember this.
Oh, yes.
All right, let's play it. 97% of the time that I have a meal, my stomach gets all bloaty, could get crampy. I get pains like in the back left side. So we bring in Christian, the sexiest voice in radio, to go ahead and do a food porn with the food items I am no longer allowed to eat.
All right, Bird. Let's start with the meats that you'll never be able to slide your tongue over again.
Wow.
Like beef, but not just any beef. Veal. Because you love your meat young and innocent. But those aren't the only meats.
I'm uncomfortable.
Oh, we all are.
I can't have the veal or the Parmesan that goes on top of it, and those were two of my favorite things.
Nothing young and nothing innocent. But those aren't the only meats you won't be able to stick inside yourself anymore. Say goodbye to these salty creatures like crayfish and pheasant, shrimp, and that mistress with great cans, sardines.
I am going to miss Creole shrimp.
Yes, Creole. But what about the vegetables, you ask? I'm glad you asked, because here are a few that will never be a part of your salad being tossed again.
Wow. Really?
Should have seen that coming, Matt.
Yellow squash, eggplant, cauliflower, olives, red potato, corn, celery, your favorite turnip, quinoa, and navy beans.
Can you believe corn? Who the hell is allergic to corn?
You.
I can't have any corn or a corn product. Corn is in everything. Doritos. I can't have the cheese and I can't have the corn. Cheetos. Cheetos are out of my life, man.
And what makes you the most sad is that you'll never get artichoked again during a hot dinner date. You heard me right, Bert. You like being artichoked.
Things can go awry if you get artichoked.
Oh, yeah. There's an art to that.
There's an art to artichoking.
Yes, absolutely. But you aren't done yet. You are a bad boy when it comes to indulging in foods you shouldn't have been putting your fingers in.
What?
And this category hurts because we know how fruity you like to get on the reg. Cranberry, peach, rhubarb, plum, pear, blueberry, lemon, raspberry are all now out of your fruit bowl orgies.
Blueberries, man. I love blueberries.
Who's allergic to lemons?
Right here.
This guy.
Just when you think it couldn't get worse. Oh, yeah. It's going to. We get to the nuts.
Oh.
And we know how you love to wrap your hands around a big bag of nuts. Say goodbye to sunflower, walnuts, pistachios, and no longer will you be able to spice up your late night indulgences with cinnamon, clove, parsley, oregano, thyme, casein, sorghum, safflower, dill, and especially cumin.
That's not how you say that.
That's not how you pronounce that.
Cumin.
I mean, cumin?
Is it cumin?
I may have spelled it wrong.
I don't even know what that is, but it sounds like it knows how to party.
That's gonna be my favorite forever.
Did you really not know that spice?
I don't remember. I don't remember.
The way you said it was such conviction. Coming. So you remember that food porn was because you sent your poop off in the mail to get that allergy test and all that stuff came back that you were, that's everything you were supposedly allergic to.
Yes. Dude, it was always great having you in here, man. Aww. Such a great part of the chemistry of what we've done for years and years and years.
I was honored to be here. I'm honored to be a part of the fabric of this show in the latter years of, you know.
You sure were, man.
Man, no, I'm grateful. Thanks for coming. Let me come back, too.
Yeah.
And we're going to hang out.
Now we got real time to party, man.
Dude, you tell me when.
Okay.
It's the Bert Show.
The Bert Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Be fearless in the sun with Blue Lizard Australian Sunscreen. Whether you're diving into ocean waves or simply chasing your kids around the backyard, Blue Lizard has you covered so you can enjoy every moment worry-free. Designed for your whole family and free from fragrances, parabens, and phthalates. Blue Lizard is your go-to mineral sunscreen, trusted by dermatologists, pediatricians, and parents. Shop now on Amazon.com and be fearless in the sun with Blue Lizard Australian Sunscreen.
All right, Mikey, same reward system for you that I installed for Jackson. If your segment is good, you get this mini Heath bar.
Really? I've been watching my weight. That's all right.
Don't grab at it. You haven't earned it.
Okay.
Why are you giving it? You're re-gifting a gift. I gave you a mug of little Heath bars, and you're giving them away to everybody.
You got mug?
I got a mug.
Oh, I thought you got mug root beer. I would have traded you.
What is mug root beer?
Who doesn't know mug root beer?
I love mug root beer.
Mug root beer. Mm-hmm.
Mm. It's like
Are you
parks.
Guys from a different planet?
I don't like root beer. Root beer's nasty.
Tell you what, the way this thing started, I'm taking it back.
That's good stuff, talking about mug root beer.
Mike, you saw the Victoria's Secret fashion show last night, and he's like, mm-mm, no sweets for me. Next year, baby.
All right, Mikey, you're starting to realize what all of your girlfriend's exes are, like, seeing. And they're mourning now. They got no shot at her anymore.
Sorta. Not exactly her exes. This is a question for the ladies on the show here. I guess I never thought about it, but is it impossible... Before you have a boyfriend, you have some guy friends. Is it impossible to keep those guy friends around? Do they always end up sending you a text that confesses their love for you?
9 times out of 10, yes.
9 times out of 10, yes.
That's insanity.
No,
I never knew this.
No, it's not at all, man.
It's not insanity?
How are you as a man shocked by this?
Yeah, look, at least in my day is long gone. In my day, Look, there was always ulterior motive. If you had a friend that was a girl, more often than not, you were pretending friend for when she became vulnerable and really drunk and you looked good one night.
My God.
That you could hook up, man, or be in a relationship. But it was all like, it was pretend. It was play, man.
And then they say something and it ruins everything.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, hey, I've always wanted to say this.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And listen, as a man living in the age of telephones, I think probably everybody sent one of those texts and it keeps you up at night for the rest of your life. It's the worst thing ever. But
when you receive one saying, hey, let's take this to the next level and you're not into it.
Oh, I would kill to receive one. I've never received one of those. Are you kidding me?
You're talking about it from the dude's perspective.
From me sending it to somebody. Okay. Yeah, it's the worst thing you can do, but it happens. You got to try to recover. So what happened the other night was, I guess I didn't know this information. She has one guy friend left from high school. I guess at some point they all drop off because they go and confess their love. This guy texts her and says the classic, hey, so you know I've always had a big crush on you.
Yeah, this is the least shocking thing that I've heard tonight.
Well, the guy has a girlfriend currently.
Well, that's bad.
Stop.
There you go.
That's cheating.
All right, now we got a little bit of shock.
That's a different level.
Wait, and context. How long has he been with his girlfriend for?
I think it's like a year. But
stop.
And then also, he knows very much so that she also has a boyfriend. The guy, that's a risky one for sure.
Are you insulted that he thinks he has, like, even though he's with somebody and your girlfriend is obviously very much with you, do you find it insulting that this guy friend of hers feels like he outranks you and if he puts the moves on her, he has a chance?
Call me crazy. I take pride in it. Yeah. I don't know why. Is that bad or good? I don't know. No. But it feels good. It's like, you can't get her. I already got her. it feels good. It was enjoyable.
Right.
So, yeah, he says, you know, I've always had a crush on her. She responds, by the way, I didn't love the response. She said, chill. Which it's like, just don't respond to him probably. What is your move if you get that text?
She responded back, chill?
Chill.
Yeah, I see. I get that.
Yeah. Because she doesn't like confrontation or anything. Mm-hmm. So, but do you leave them unopened? What do you do?
So all of my conversations happened in person.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Yeah, telephones are good.
But yeah, no. So, and it was one of those like, I distinctly remember every single one. And it's one of those where like, oh, man. Like, I just thought I was being nice and we were friends and like, I'm sorry, but I just don't look at you that way.
As the boyfriend, you want them to be definitive, like this is not going to happen. Because even if a guy really wants her and just hears chill, for him, it's not like 100%. Like maybe there's 1%. Like she's still being friendly. You want, as the boyfriend, for them to shut it down. It is never going to happen. I am happy with Mikey.
But I don't know. If you know my girlfriend, you just know she just can't. She can't be that definitive. It's nothing on her at all. It's this guy's thing.
In my experience, there's one word in the English language that kind of doesn't really process in a man's head, and that is no, sometimes never, or nah. Because I have had that conversation multiple times to like guy friends or ex-coworkers, and I've been like, this is not happening. And they're always like, so you're saying there's a chance, right?
Okay. Well, to me, kind of the best part of this is his response after that, because that's a whole nother ball game, is trying to hop back on the horse after that.
Yep.
And be like, no, it's still just, I just wanted to be your friend.
It's too late.
He said he just got diagnosed with like hyper seizures or something, some kind of crazy medical thing. He's like, I don't know what I said to you earlier, but I just got diagnosed with something.
He blamed his taste on his seizures?
And it's Snapchat. You can scroll back up and see what he said. So I told her to save his thing in there just so I'll never forget.
It's like perfectly said, excellent grammar, punctuation.
I think this is more probably a learning lesson for naive women that, yes, some of you guys have legitimate guy friends that just want to be guy friends, brother, sister. But for the most part, I would say 75% of the time when you're younger, the guys are hanging out, just waiting for their moment.
Well, hey, guess, look at the bright side. I eliminated the last one.
He's gone. There you go.
It's over.
Entertainment Buzz coming up next.
People are talking about Jasmine Tuke's opening walk at the Victoria's Secret fashion show, and it had everything to do with her body, but not in the way you might think. It's on your next E-Buzz on The Burt Show.
Oh, you don't leave it. Here you go, buddy. You earned it.
It
was good.
The Burt Show.
So, Abby, I have a personal question to ask you before we get into the Entertainment Buzz here.
Look at her face. It's too early for this.
It's late in the show. What are you talking about?
It's early for the rest of the world.
So, it's been on my mind now for about a week and a half or 2 weeks, and I keep forgetting to ask you about it.
Hey.
Because I don't understand what the mortification was all about. So you, me, and Molly were out having drinks a few weeks ago on a Friday night.
Oh.
All right. So Molly and I were just going to have a drink or two, right? And then Abby being Abby and Young was going out after that. So she was pre-gaming with us, and then she was heading on down to the Beltline, right? And I don't know exactly what happened, but Molly pointed something out that had you so mortified, and it had her mortified that she even said anything about it. And then you kind of scurried off in a panic before I left. And I wasn't quite sure why it was as big a deal as it was.
It was less what she said and more how she said it.
Okay.
So for context, I live near a bar that you guys were grabbing a drink at, and you were very kind and said, hey, you want to come grab a drink? And I was like, I'm going out anyway. Might as well come have a bev with y'all. Mm-hmm. So I walk down, I pop a squat, I order my drink. And then all of a sudden, Molly, who's sitting to my left, turns to me and goes, oh my God, Abby, what's on your shoulder? And I'm sitting there across from the person who signs my checks, the person who is calling up other media executives trying to get me a job. And she's like pawing at my shoulder, being like, what's on your shoulder? And I'm looking at her. I'm like, be cool. Be cool. She's like, do you have makeup on your shoulder? And I turn around. I'm like, oh, I know exactly what this is. It's part of the film that your self-tan will leave when you use like the express kind. So sometimes you'll use a spray tan and it just develops and then you just look normally tan. I specifically had bought an express one and it will leave a film if you leave it on too long. And so I had rinsed it off earlier, but I had just done my hair. So I didn't turn around all the way. Mm. So I didn't get a specific part of my back. So some of it had overdeveloped and looked like a bad rash. And so she's sitting there and she's like, look at her shoulder. And I'm like, oh my God, shut up. I'm going to go home and rinse it off. Instead, she's just like yelling to the whole restaurant that I've got some kind of rare disease that's going to come off in about 30 seconds. So I'm sitting there embarrassed because now Bert's like, what's going on? Show me your back.
Well,
I'm
of
like,
course. I mean, she's making such a big deal out of it. I wanted to see it.
That's the whole point. I'm like, can you stop making a big deal about something I literally cannot change right now? Because now I'm embarrassed that as a grown woman, I have spray tan marks on my back in front of the dude that I work with. So just, can you shut up for 5 seconds?
I mean, your back wasn't even towards me. I didn't even know what she was talking about. But I guess what she was doing was warning you for those that would see you out on the Beltline.
Well, then she could have gone, hey, by the way, you got some spray tan on your back. I'm going, oh my God, thank you. I'm going to go rinse it off when I go back. Instead, she's like, oh my God, who is this creature?
Right.
Who is this creature that sat down at this table with us?
It literally was like she saw a tumor on your back.
That's what I mean. And so I'm humiliated because now I'm embarrassed that I have like these spray tan streaks on my back. And you're sitting across. You're like, look, let me see. I'm like, can we all stop looking at my back? Somebody grab me a drink because I'm about to have an aneurysm.
I do have a logistical question. How do you get certain areas of your back by yourself when you're doing applying your own spray tan?
I'm very dexterous. I think.
Hey, men, did you hear that?
they are curious.
Yes. Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's Entertainment Buzz.
The 2025 Victoria's Secret fashion show made a pretty big splash right in its first couple of minutes because normally the first model that comes out makes a pretty big statement. You know, they probably pick a veteran angel, somebody with the best abs, somebody with the best bootay, somebody with the biggest bombshell bra, but they made an interesting choice this time around because they made history by opening up the Victoria's Secret fashion show with a 9 months pregnant Victoria's Secret angel, and she looked amazing. She looked better than I do without a pregnant belly.
When you talk about a glow,
This woman was stunning and glowing on that catwalk.
I'm talking about model Jasmine Tooks, who is 9 months pregnant. She opened up the show in a golden, glittery, bump-bearing ensemble that I think made a pretty impactful statement that said, look, you can be a Victoria's Secret angel when you're 19 and fresh off of a plane from Sweden, or you can be a veteran angel, be 9 months pregnant, and still kick butt at your job and look better than half, look better than most women.
This is the kind of woman that, as a guy, if you're looking at her from behind and you're creeping out and you're like, oh my gosh, she's hot. Wow, look at that. And then she turns around and she clearly is 8.5 months pregnant because she doesn't show anywhere except the stomach.
Very, very pregnant. But she wasn't the only person to be a part of some history making for the Victoria's Secret fashion show. Olympic gold medalist Suni Lee also made her runway debut for pink alongside Angel Reese, who also made history. The WNBA star and the Olympic gymnast became the first professional athletes to walk in the Victoria's Secret fashion show.
Nice.
Model Ashley Graham also made her return to the catwalk, of course, showing plus size representation. And she said something really cool. She's like, you know, it's great to be able to represent such a wide group of women, because 67% of women in America are size 14 or higher. So she's like, I get to be out here and represent what it's like to come out and be confident and empowered and also be a Victoria's Secret angel, even if you don't look like a majority of the other angels.
It's funny you're saying that, because I just Googled Victoria's Secret fashion show, and the first thing that came up was a Vanity Fair. And the first picture is 6 women that are absolutely like opposite of what you're talking about.
Really?
Like it's all thin, it's all stereotypical, and there's no diversity in it whatsoever.
Well, of course they're going to highlight that, but of course there was a little bit more of a focus on diversity this time around. You know, baby steps for Victoria's Secret, baby steps. Sorry. For more stories, head to the Burt Show podcast on your favorite listening platform.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Use math to make the world a better place. Become an actuary through the Society of Actuaries and find solutions to the world's most pressing challenges. As an actuary, the only thing higher than the pay is the satisfaction.
Bettering your business takes working with the best. With the James Hardie Alliance, you gain access to leads, training, networking, and support from the number one brand of siding in North America. Achieve new levels of success by joining the James Hardie Alliance today.